The Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalad Omid Aleph. Heviu lefon of Meliach. If they brought in front of a person, Meliach, Zagrashi, called over Meluach, any salty food item, so Tchila, Upas Imoy, and the bread with it. So over here, the bread is a secondary dish. Mevorech ala Meliach, Upoitres Apas, you make the broch on the Meliach, on the Shahakol, and you do not make a broch on the pas, it patas the pas, a chidish din, that it pas becomes a tuffle to the meliach. Shapas tveleloi. Zah klal, this is the general rule. Kol shu ikar v'imoy tvele. When you have an ikar food item, and you have a tuffle, a secondary food item with it, mevorech ala ikar upoites atvele, and the chiddush in the Mishnah is that not just the ikar pat is the tuffle, sometimes even the pas could become a shame tuffle, and you only make a bracha on the shahakal, on the meliach, and you do not make a bracha on the pas. Now, the Achronim clear, what's the Yisoid HaDover in Mevorech al Ikar Poites HaTofel? Is the pshat is that the bracha that you made in the Ikar is Poites HaTofel, that meaning that the bracha is inclusive and it's Chal on the Tofel too? Or the pshat is that the Tofel doesn't require a bracha because the Tofel is Nitval to the Ikar and you only need a bracha on the Ikar and you don't require a bracha on the Tofel, it's bottled to the Ikar, and that's a pshat in Ikar. How you look at it, is it niftar with the brach of the ikar, or it's niftar, doesn't need a brach at all? Now, this din of ikar and tofel has many halachic ramifications, like there be many food items, famously brought down in the poskim, anytime a person eats a cheesecake. How do you look at the cheesecake? How do you look at the what's the ikar? Is the ikar the cheese, which is shahakal, or is the ikar the crust, which is mezoinus? So what's the purpose of that crust? Is that crust there only in order to be medabek, to, so to speak, keep the cheese together? Or pshat is, no, it's there to be mazing you. That's the ikar satiation. When you're eating the cheesecake, is because you want to be satiated by having that mezoinus on the bottom. To be nafkamina, what's the ikar? Is the ikar the cheese, or is the ikar the other part? Which one is tuffel? Do you make a bracha on both? Is it dependent if it's a thick crust or a thin crust? Many, many different ways how to look at food items as such. Or for instance, even ice cream in a cone or an ice cream sandwich. What is the ikka? Is the ikka the ice cream, or is the ikka the mezoinus that goes around it? Is the ikka the cone? Is the cone only there in order that you shouldn't sole your hands and you can't hold the ice cream with your hands? So you need the cone. But then you wouldn't make a mezoinus. Then the ikka is the shahakal and the mezoinus is tofel. These are nafkaminas, the gabe ikka and tofel. Some say you make two brachas. It really depends if it's a tarovis or not a tarovis. Is it considered one or is it considered separate? Even a salad, you can have a salad which is hadoma, and inside the salad you have little fruits in there. So now the question is, do you look at those fruits as tofel to the salad? Do you make two brachas? These are all nafkaminas that gabriz din of ikka and tofel. Zog di gemara. Umir kamidi dava meliach ikka past fele is a shaykh hazametzias, that the meliach is the ikka and the pas is tofel?
We're talking about a very specific case. Peres genoises of Rashi, peres eretz yam kineret chshuvim min hapas. The peres genoise of the yam kineres are such choshev peres. They're more choshev even than bread. So when you eat peres genoise, so then the pas is taka tofel. Zog di Gemara. Tosfos explains what's that metzias as follows. Shameliach Iker. Why is the Meliach over here the Iker? We're saying you make a bracha on the Meliach and on the Pas. Why? When you ate Peres Genoiser, since they're so sweet, you need something to combat the sweetness. So you take salt. Shameliach becomes the Iker. It comes Lahoshiv is Alev, Shenechlash Menemetikus Aperes. You have such a sweet taste in your mouth, you have to be machlish that sweetness, so you take Meliach. Now, after you have Meliach, you need something to dampen the sharpness of the Melach. V'hapas shel ha'achov is tofel. The pas's purpose was only there to remove the sharpness of the Meliach. V'ein abo ela bishvil ha'meliach. So that's why, be'oichol peres genuser shaninu, when you made a bracha on the peres genuser, and now you're taking Meliach in order to combat the sweetness of the peres genuser, so now you need a pas to combat the sharpness of the Meliach. So the pas is tofel to the Meliach. So you make a bracha on the Meliach, and not on the pas. That is the case that Tosfos says that we're talking about where the pas is tofel to the Meliach. In fact, Tosfos, the obvious question, Vim Toimar, if that's the case, if the main thing is he ate peres genoiser, and he only took the meliach to combat the sweetness, and then he took the pas to combat the bitterness, so then the peres is the ikar. Vim toma peres ave ikar, umeliach tofu, so then the meliach should be tofu to the peres, vilivich ala peres, vilif the kulu, all you have to do is make a brach on the peres. What does the Mishnah say? Mavarech ala meliach upoitis a pas? It should only be a brach on the peres, because that's what it's all about. It started from the peres. Then there was a problem, it was too sweet, so he combated it with salt. Then there was a problem, it was too bitter, so he combated it with the bread. So, but the pas is tofel to the meliach. But the meliach is potter to the peres. So why would there be any other bracha besides peres? So this is two terutzim. We're talking about that there was a shinui mokum. The peres were eaten in a different area, in a different place. So now you mashana mokum. Shinui mokum requires a new bracha on the meliach, which combats the peres, even though it's only there tofel to the peres. But it's a shinui mokum, so you need a bracha on the meliach. And not in the pas, because the pas is tofel to the meliach. But the reason why the peres is bracha is not enough, because you're now in a different place. Inami, another teretz, b'shosh ocha peres genoisel, lohoye shomadayin meliach. Even if you weren't mishan amokim, but the meliach wasn't around. It can't be that the peres is bracha, pat is the meliach, if the meliach wasn't around yet. So now when they bring the meliach, you need a bracha in the meliach. They both weren't around yet, not the meliach nor the pas. So you need a bracha on the meliach, not on the pas, because the pas is tofel to the meliach. But on the meliach, you need a bracha because it wasn't around. B'shas, you ate the peres genoiser. So Tosfos, the lawyer, Deashi Yichlash Libay Machnas Amatikas. You didn't think, you didn't dream, it wasn't even in your mind that you might need to have meliach to be machlish the mesikas. So it can't be that the bracha of the peres would pass to the meliach. You didn't have kavona, so to speak, to patter it because it wasn't around. And you didn't think that you would need it. So that's where you need a separate bracha. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rabba Baba Chano. Now the Gemara talks about the milus of Peres Genoisa. Kihave Azlinon Basrede Rabbi Yochanan, when I followed Rabbi Yochanan, the Mechal Peres Genoisa, to eat these Peres from this area called Genoisa, which is by the Yama Kineres. So Kihavinon Beimeo. When we had 100 people, we used to take back 10 baskets for every person of the Peres Genoiser. When we had 10 people, so then every individual took 100 baskets. And every 100 of us used to carry a tzana, a basket of 3 savi. V'ochilu, and we used to eat all that amount of peres genoiso, u'mishtabe, and then we used to swear, the late times, you know, I ate nothing. It was so delicious, I'm starving, I didn't eat anything. You didn't eat anything. You didn't have anything that satiated you. So the Yuna, the Hamina was, I didn't eat anything. The Gemara says, I've already ate, but you didn't eat anything that satiated you because it's so delicious, so you're still hungry. Rabbavo ochel ad have a shorgle dud v'ma'afoyser. Rabbavo ate the peres genoiser to an extent that he sweat from the delicious food that he went to, from the eating. His face was sweating. They have a shorgle dud v'ma'afoyser that his vuv slid off his forehead from the tzohalas ponov psoroi, from the sweat, from the shine and the light, so to speak, that emanated from him. From having these peres genoiser, the zvuvim slid off his forehead. Rav Ami and Rav Asi have achli had the nesu the nosu mezayo. They ate the peres genoiser until the hair fell out. Rav Shimon Lokesh have ochel had the morid. So Rashi died mitarefes. He ate it to an extent that he became meturef. He went crazy from eating it. V'omel Rabbi Yechon the venesir. Rabbi Yechon told the venesir. V'have meshadele Rabbi Yehuda nesir ba'alushe abasrayu. He used to tell. He had a people going along with the shlokish when he went on the street to make sure he gets home because he was dieting mitarefes olof from eating peres genoisa. Now we're talking about the Miles of Eitz Yisrael. There was a city that Yanni HaMelech had, Bahar HaMelech, Shishim Riboy Safle. Safle tris lekoitzei teenim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. They used to prepare moitzim imeno shishim riboy 600,000 safle tris. So Rashi svolim aleim chatichos dag chotuch shekorin tunina. They had 600,000 svolim of small fish, which is called tuna. tuna fish. What did they bring this fish out for? L'koitze te'enim erev Shabbos and Shabbos. For those people that were koitze te'enim, they cut figs. So the lunch for the people that were cutting, harvesting figs was 600,000 svalim of tuna. A vast amount of lunch to feed the people that were koitze te'enim. So we see again the milus of Eitzo of how many koitze te'enim there were. Had one tree. They removed from that tree 40 saw of baby birds. Goizlois. From three waves every month, three times a month, they had 40 saw of baby birds that were coming out of this tree. So Drashi Gimel Pomim Bechodesh Maridim Imenu Kach. There was a city in Eitzol, the Gufnis Shmo, and the name of the city was Gufnis. And the Mashal says the reason why it's called Gufnis, like the Gemara is going to say, because it was in Ve'agefen, be in Ve'agefen. The Shiduchim that took place in the city Gufnis was as follows. There were 80 pairs of brothers of Achim Kahanim. That means 160 Kahanim. Nesuim l'shmoinim zugos achiyos Kahanis. They were married to 80 zugos, 160 that means, of Achiyos Kahanim, two brothers married two sisters. Two brothers married two sisters. All Kahanim marrying Benois Kahanis. Ubotku Rab. Oh, so that was the Maila. That's what's called Gufnis, Dr. Mashal. It was in Ve'agefen, in Ve'agefen. They were so exact about the Yichas that the Kahanim only married Bas Kahanis. So that's why it's Gufnis Shmo. The name of the city was Gufnis, and it was in Ve'agefen, Dick. That was the city in Eitzol. Now the Gemara says, and they checked from Sur and Haidoi, which is in Bavel. They didn't find anyone besides the daughters of Rav Chizda who were Bnois Kahanis. They were married, two brothers, two sisters, but the men weren't even Kahanim. The Mile of Eitz Yisrael was they had these 80 siblings of brothers, married, sisters, Kahanis, Bas Kahanis. But in Eitz Yisrael, we were Baidik from Surat and Haidoi. And I'm sorry, in Bavel we were Baidik from Surat and Haidoi, and we didn't find only the two daughters of Rav Chizda, Bnois Kahanis, but they weren't even married. They were married to two brothers, but not to Bnei Kahanim. So it was a Maila Dafkin Eitz Yisrael that had this Maila, but in Surat and Haidoi, all they had was Bante de Rav Chizda. Now, the Noidi Behuda in Shuvas brings from this Gemara, here we see clearly that two brothers married two sisters. So, Kiyadur, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid de Tzavo, is that you shouldn't marry two brothers, shouldn't marry two sisters. So he says, it can't be that this is a halacha. It has to be only a takona that he made for his descendants. Because it can't be he made a takona for something which is connected dina de Gemara, meaning the Gemara says it's a maisa of 80 brothers, two brothers married two sisters, of 80 pairs like that. So it must have been, it was only Lazaroi that he made this takona, and loy Lazaroi midina it's muta. Nadibu de Nevenezer, Simon Ayintes. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rav, Kol Suda Sheim Bo Melach. Back to the Suda. A Suda that doesn't have salt in it, ain't a Suda. Omar Reb Chiba Rav, Omar Reb Yechanan, Kol Suda Sheim Bo Srif, or Sorof, ain't a Suda. So what is Sorof? Zog de Rashi, Tavshil Lach. It seems like a soup dish. You need a soup in order to be considered a suda. So it says on the side, it settles the food in the stomach that you're eating. So the soup, you need the soup to settle the food. Zok the Mishnah. Ochal anovim v'te'enim, a person ate grapes and figs, urimoinim and pomegranates. Mevorech achareim sholosh brochas. So, Divrei Reb Gamliel. Reb Gamliel shita is that when you eat Peres Eretz Yisrael, Hanovim, Te'enim, and Remoinim, you make a Birchas Hamozen. Sholosh Brochas is Birchas Hamozen afterwards. Chachom Oimrim, and that's what we paskin, Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh. You make the Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh, which is Ala Eitz V'Pia Eitz. The reason why it's called Achas Me'en Sholosh, because the three Brochas correspond to Birchas Hamozen. I tell you, I made it the fourth bracha in Birchas Hamazon afterwards, B'yavne Tiknua. But it's Ke'ein, the first three of Birchas Hamazon, meaning Ala Michyas Keneged Ala Bracha Ala Zon, Eretz Chem Le Toiv Chava is Keneged Birchas Oretz, Noide Lucha, Rachim No Hashem is Keneged Bin Yerushalayim, and then Kiatum Toiv Meitiv is Keneged Birchas Toiv Meitiv. So really, it's Achaz Mein Sholosh is Keneged the Birchas Hamazon. So you make on Paris, you make Ala Eitz. Rabbi Kiva, on Paris Eitzel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu ochal shlak. Rabbi Kiva says even more than Gamliel. Not just if you ate Pesach Sol, you make a Birchas Hamazon Gimel Brachas. Even if you eat a vegetable, you make a Birchas Hamazon. You make Gimel Brachas afterwards. We hold by vegetable, make Bar Nefoshas. But Rabbi Kiva held, even by a vegetable, Sholak, it's amazing you. If it satiates you, you make Birchas Hamazon.
If someone drinks water because he's thirsty, specifically because he's thirsty. If you're not drinking when you're thirsty, you don't make a brach on water. But if you show some tzomoy, mevoich shahakol mi b'dvogoi. The chiddush of b'tafen is b'yirin nefashas rabbis v'chesroinon. This is the brach you make before you drink water. We make the b'yirin nefashas afterwards. But b'tafen says b'yirin nefashas rabbis is the bracha of koidem shtiyosoi, not shahakol, but rather b'yirin nefashas.
What's the reason of Gamliel that says that you make a gimel brachas, you make birchas hamazon for Pesach Tisol? Because it says in the pasuk, Eretz chito v'soira, uksiv Eretz ashalav miskenus teicha b'lechem, uksiv achalta v'savata v'rachta s'shem alekecha. So achalta v'savata v'rachta is not going just on lechem, which we do, but it's going on the pasuk before of Eretz chito v'soira, and so it's going on Pesach Tisol. You also make achalta v'savata v'rachta. Zok d'umov Rabbonon that say that you don't make Birchas Hamazon on Pesach Tisol, but only on Lechem. The reason is, v'Rabbonon Eretz Yivsek Inyan. If you look in the pasuk, it says, Eretz Chita V'Seira, but then it says, Eretz Hashalem Iskein Istecha B'Lechem. So the second Eretz of Eretz Hashalem Iskein Istecha Lechem is Mafsik from the pasuk prior of Eretz Chita V'Seira. So what's the V'Chalta V'Savata going on? It's going on Ashaloi miskenes techeba lechem. It's going on the lechem part. Only that is v'chalta v'savat v'rachta shem alekecha. Only on that you make a birchas hamazon. So that's machlokes in Gamliel and the Rabbonon. Do we say Eretz is mafsik, or do we say it, and then it's going only on lechem, or do you say it's not mafsik, and it's going on Eretz chita v'seira? Zogdemo v'rabon v'rab Gamliel nami Eretz hifsik, l'chari Eretz ashaloi miskenes techeba lechem is mafsik. It's coming to tell me that if you chew a kernel of chita, then you do not make birchas hamazon. When do we make birchas hamazon? On eretz chita v'seira, when you eat bread, or when you eat chitin. Masha'enkein, when you just chew a kernel, then avada you don't make birchas hamazon, then you make a hadoma, and you make a bar nefoshes, and that's coming to be ma'irit. Zog the Gemara, Omar Reb Yankev ba'idi, Omer Reb Chanina, Kol Shu Mechamesh Saminim. So till now we're talking about Kol Shu Miperes Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chita V'Seira. Now we're talking about Chamesh Saminim, Chamesh Saminim Dogon. So B'tchilu Mevorecho Borim Ne Mezoinis. The bracha you make prior to eating it is Mezoinis. V'lesoi bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh. And the end you make a bracha of Achaz Mein Sholosh with Alamechio. Omer Rabba Mori Omer Pshuman Levi, Kol Shu Mishivis Aminim. When it's from the Shivis Aminim, the Shivis Mini of Eretz Yisrael, so B'tchilu Mevorech Borei Pio Eitz. First you make a Borei Pio Eitz, V'lo B'soi Bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh. And then you make a Bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh, which is Ala Eitz, V'al Pio Eitz. Omer Abayin L'Rav Dimi, My Nihu, what is this Bracha? So there's different Girsas over here. The Goyin has a Girsa, let's see our Gemara first. My Nihu, Bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh. What is this Bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh? So the Gemara now jumps to Ala Eitz, V'al Pio Eitz. The Goyin has a Girsa that first you go to the Ala Mechia, and then we go to the Ala Eitz. Look the Girsa of the Goyin. My Nihu, Bracha Achaz Mein Gimel. Omer Lei, the Chamesh Saminim, meaning when it's Chamesh Saminim Dogon, then it's Ala Mechia V'al Kakola. Atoyv umeitif lechol v'choisem ala oretz v'ala michya aperet the eretz and going puts in and then we ask a question: what's the brach on peres eretz ala eitz v'al priya eitz the chamro and then I ask what about gefen ala gefen v'al priya gefen michtem amay chosim how do you finish etc etc that's the gears of the riff and the rosh that's how the going says now let's see the gemara inside by us omle abay l'avdimi mind you what is the Bracha that you make of Achaz Mein Gimel. Zogam Mayni U Bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh. So Omer Lea Pere De Eitz Ale Eitz Val Pio Eitz Val Tumus Sodom Ale Ratzchem Atoy V'Chobo. Shein Chalt Alav Yisenu. Lechom V'Pio V'Lis Boi Mituvo. Rachem Hashem Ale Kenes Rol Amecho. V'Ay Shlami Recho V'Am Gdeshecho V'Am Mitzvchecho. V'Tiv Nei Ushlami Kodshecho V'Mehero V'Yomenu. V'Alenu Tzorcho V'Samcheinu Bo. So there's different Gisoyes. V'Samcheinu Binyono or V'Samcheinu Bo. The Gis in the Gemara is V'Samcheinu Bo. And that's how Taka the gears in the Maaser Rav is to say it like in the Gemara. Ki at the tov made like coil. The chamesh saminim. What's the bracha you make by chamesh saminim? So that's alamichya. The Goyim puts this first. Alamichya v'al kakol v'al nuvus asode v'choisem ala oretz v'al amichya. And you finish ala oretz v'al amichya. There's a famous Maaser because the Magen Avraham brings that you finish ala kalkola.
Alamicha Bal Kalkola. So there's a story, Reb Zelmela, when he made Alamicha, he said, Alamicha, he finished off Alamicha, Alaoret Valamicha, like the Gemara says, Chosim Alaoret Valamicha, Va'ala Kalkola, had the Rebbe Nish gezogt. And Ala Kalkola, the Goyin did not say. So he used to say, Alaoret Valamicha, Va'ala Kalkola, the Rebbe Nish gezogt. So he didn't want to say Va'ala Kalkola. But at the end of the day, he wanted also to say the gears of the Magen Avraham, the other Shita. So he said, Ala Kakola, the Rebbe didn't say, but he ended up saying Ala Kakola in such a way. Zog the Magen Michtim b'may Chosim. How do you finish off? How do you finish off the Bracha? After all, you can't be Chosim with two things. You can't be Chosim with two things. Ki os ravdim o'ma rav, Chosim b'rosh chodesh, boch mekalish Yisrael b'rosh chodoshim. On Rosh Chodesh, you finish mekalish Yisrael b'rosh chodoshim, we see. By the Haftarah. Now, that's not called finishing two things, because Yisrael and Mekadosh HaChadoshim, that's really one. So there also, Ala Oretz V'Ala Michyo, the Oretz brings forth the Michyo, that's not called two things. Hochamai, Rav Chizda Omer, Ala Oretz V'Al Peiro Yisrael. Rav Chizda says, Ala Oretz V'Al Peiro Yisrael. The Gemara is going to ask, Rav Chizda wasn't Bovel, so why would he say Peiro Yisrael, which is, implies that it's Yisrael. But upon him, Rav Chizda says, Ala Oretz V'Al Peiro Yisrael, that's not called two things, because the Peiros come forth through the Oretz. Rabbi Yochanan, who was an Eitz Sol, he said, Ala Oretz V'Al Peiros. And that's Gemara's Kasha. Omrav Amram V'Loi Pligi, it's not a Machlekes, Holon V'Alohu. One is going for Eitz Sol, and one is going for Bovel. So, Frek, Gemara, Masra, Nachem, by Yitzchok, Inu Achlu V'Anam V'Achinon. If you're in Eitz Yisrael, you're making a bracha of Ala Peiros. And if you're in Bovel, you're making a bracha of Al Peirosel. Rabbi Yechanan of Chizda, one was in Eitz Yisrael, one's in Bovel. So why would the bracha be implying on something in the place they're not in? Ela Epoch, you have to switch it around. Rav Chizda Omer Ala Oretz V'Ala Peiros. Rav Chizda, who was in Bovel, said Ala Peiros. He finished. And Rabbi Yechanan Omer Ala Oretz V'Al Peiroseho. Because he was in Eitz Yisrael, so he taka finished Al Peiroseho. Now Ladina, even in Eitz Yisrael, if you have Peiros Chutz Loretz, then you say ala peiros. And if you have peiros et sol in chutz loretz, you say peirosel in chutz loretz. Now before we see the Tosfos, so the Gemara had a girsa, the Gemara said, v'aleinu sechov samchenu bo, and it doesn't say, v'noicha mipio v'nisba mituva. That's a girsa that some say. The Goyin in my Rav says not to say v'noicha mipio v'nisba mituva. And the reason is, the Torah says this really, the reason not to say it is because, like the Gemara says, we're asking a bakasha for the Eibishter. Our bakasha is Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to enter Eitz Yisrael to eat the peiros. So how could it be that we're asking the Eibishter, we're not coming to eat Noicha and Pir v'nisma v'tuva. So that's why you're not goyres v'noicha v'pir v'nisma mituva. The Beskrov explained the other girsa that you do say it. I v'chilecha perasel utzorich. So he says it's going on peris of ma'isa sheni. It's coming going on a mitzvah, and that's where we take to finish off v'noicha leh b'kedusha. B'kedusha means to eat it only in the chomis yushlayim. B'kedusha v'tahara. Tahara means not betuma. So that's why it's taka. It's not lecha perasel utzorich. V'noicha mipilya v'nizba mituva on peris of ma'isa sheni, which taka should be eaten b'kedusha v'tahara. And that's found in the Girsa, yes to insert it. These are the two different Girsois. The Torah says not to, Chalecha Peirosel, and the others that do, it's L'chayre going on Ma'is Hashem, it's going on the Mitzvah of Achila, not Staman on Lecha Peirosel Utsarich. Tosa says, V'ala Eitz V'alpio Eitz. Aval ala Yain Mevorchen ala Gefen V'alpio Gefen. On Yain you say ala Gefen. V'cheven di Yain Kaveh Brocha Atzme, since Yain has its own Brocha, so Mishum Chibivusa, who had in Lachov, so to at the end, it has a different Brocha, meaning the Brocha L'Achreel. Uvechasimo. Now, when it comes to the chasima, how do you finish off? Do you finish peiros seho or peiros, or do you finish ala gefen? So we take a finish off ala gefen. So Tais says uvechasima yesh chayis min ala oretz v'ala peiros, that you don't change the bracha. V'yesh chayis min ala gefen, you change the chasima v'al pri gefen. Umiu l'chayr mashman de entzach l'shanis. It's mashman not to change. All we're changing is Priya Gevin instead of Priya Eitz, but not to finish off different than Ala Peiros. And that's the different Nuschois, meaning the Goyin says that you don't finish off al pi agefen. You finish off ala peres or pereser and it's all even on wine. There's a story where Shulev Diskin once was by a Talmud and he heard him say Havdalah and he finished off al pi gafna. So he said, how can you not? You have to do like the goin al peresel. He was misakin him. He corrected him to say al peresel. Anyways, but the point is, these are the different minhagim. The Welt does do al pi gafna, al pi agefen. Zok Teisus.
Teisus at the end says, "Upirish rach hecha de ochem minim mezoynis." You ate numerous items. Kegoin daisa v'teinim v'shosicham, and you also had wine. Bevorach borach ata Hashem lekenem echolom ala michyo v'ala kalkola ala gefen v'al pi agefen v'ala eitz v'al pi eitz v'al tuvas asodet v'choisim. After you said all these things, you finish off borach ata Hashem lekenem echolom ala oretz v'ala michyo v'ala peiros. That's not called being choyse b'shtayim. Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodoshim, he said it's called one. The Yisrael's Mekadosh Chodoshim. Alot v'al peres is one. The Oretz brings forth the peres. So even when you say all these chsimas, it's all considered one. Why? V'lo v'chsim b'shtayim. The Oretz y'amoytzi ha'michya v'aperes. The Oretz brings forth the michya and the peres. So it's not considered choyse b'shtayim. Zok Teisus, inu mechal achli v'anom v'achinon. It's mashma Zok Teisus that it doesn't make sense that Amaroyim, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about and saying ala peres, even though he's an Eitzol, for the Talmidim from Bavel. Like we say in other places, like we see like the Gemara in Kedushin. So Tosis learns that it's not mistaver that Be'oys HaShoah, the Talmidim were in front of him from other places. So that's why the Gemara has a kasha that it can't be Inu Mevachinon, Inu Achli V'Anam Mevachinon. The Gemara wasn't noches to say that it's for the Talmidim from Bavel and for the Talmidim from Eitz Yisrael, even though they were in a different city. So Zok Teisus says, Kimlu l'makshin. The makshin in the Gemara was Kimle, the Be'oysa Shah Sha'omer Rav Chizda, Ha'milsa, Lohoy Lefonav Shum Talmid Meitz Yisrael, V'chein Lohoy Shum Talmid Bavel Lefnei Rabbi Yechanon. So him Kein Lohoy Maske Rav Chizda Shayom Bavel, Kim Lefnei Bavel. He only spoke to Bnei Bavel, so why would he say Peroseo? Ulochi Por, Chechi Baruch Bnei Bavel, Alo Oroth Va Peroseo. Mas Bede Koyi Davka Al Peros Shal Eitz Yisrael, V'hem Enum Oichle Noison. So that's why the Gemara has a kasha and the Gemara says Epoch. All right, we'll stop over here. The bottom of Mem Dalad Omid Aleph.